Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
The biggest white supremacist gang bust in U.S. history in the 818.
What defines them is their hate and their animus towards racial, ethnic, and religious minority.
They wore swastikas and tattoos with the initials SFV for San Fernando Valley, but also it stood for Search for Victims.
It's October 2nd. This is the LA Local, sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. I'm Alex Silverman. Coming up, a guy they call the Piss Bandit is terrorizing Pasadena. Update in the Matthew Perry case.
He's the third person involved in the Matthew Perry death case to plead guilty to charges.
And not what you want to see when you check your bank accounts online.
Went online this morning. I was quite surprised that everything showed a zero balance.
Got a lot of calls about that from alarmed Bank of America customers. It's all ahead, but first, this. Hey, if you're listening to this in an article on KNXnews.com, go right now to Apple Podcasts or Spotify, search for the LA Local, hit follow, and you'll get an update every weekday afternoon on everything you need to know that's happening in Southern California, and the morning and evening updates, too, from our colleagues at KNX News. It's the biggest federal takedown of a white supremacist gang in U.S. history, and it happened this morning in the San Fernando Valley. Federal agents, SWAT teams, domestic terror teams fanned out across the valley and arrested dozens of people. Karen Adams was there as it was all unveiled.
They call themselves the San Fernando Valley Peckerwoods.
This is a name that used to be a derogatory term for Caucasian people in the prison system, but since then, this group has embraced it and takes pride in being called Peckerwoods, or Woods for short. Female Peckerwoods refer to themselves as Featherwoods.
U.S. Attorney Martina Estrada says with the help of local law enforcement agencies, they arrested 42 suspected Peckerwoods and Featherwoods. 26 are still on the run. He breaks down some of the charges against them.
The allegations in the indictment are that these leaders would collect large amounts of dangerous drugs, including fentanyl, including methamphetamine, including heroin, and they would sell those drugs throughout the streets of Southern California and elsewhere. In addition, these leaders would commit a variety of financial fraud crimes, identity theft, and bank fraud, and thereby fund the enterprise. What defines them is their hate and their animus towards racial, ethnic, and religious minority.
Estrada says they wore swastikas and tattoos with the initials SFV for San Fernando Valley, but also it stood for Search for Victims.
One of the things that stood out to me about this story, the charges that were announced didn't include anything about any imminent attack that this group was planning. But the U.S. attorney said this group had as its mission the planned attacks against racial, ethnic, religious minorities. We are not going to wait for the next tragedy to take action. So it could be a signal that this is going to be a priority for the Justice Department going forward. Now to something completely different. There is someone leaving bottles of urine on a street in Pasadena. The LA Times has a story about this, and it's a really good read. Apparently, it has been happening for years. The bottles keep turning up on a specific Pasadena Water and Power box on Colorado Boulevard, right over a wall from the 134 freeway. Nobody can figure out who's doing it, so two guys have started making TikToks with hidden cameras trying to catch him. They even dressed up as construction workers to put up the cameras so they wouldn't be mistaken for the guy who's leaving the urine.
Finally, we had him in our crosshairs, in the act of placing a fresh batch of bottles. This was the first time witnessing his actions live.
That's from Derek Milton's account. He's got a bunch of these. 6 million views. These guys are stars in the neighborhood, and they're getting recognized in airports and restaurants. The city has now put up a sort of metal pyramid on top of the box so that there's nowhere to put the bottles, kind of like what you do to keep birds away. The bandit apparently has a crowbar because he took that down. They've made a new one, and it seems to be working so far. The Piss Bandit. Update in the Matthew Perry death case. There's another guilty plea from another doctor. Here's Emily Valdez. She was at the federal courthouse downtown.
Inside the courtroom today, the now former doctor, Mark Chavez of San Diego, admitted to selling 22 vials of liquid ketamine and 9 ketamine lozenges to another doctor who then gave them to Matthew Perry. Dr. Chavez voluntarily relinquished his medical license. He's a third person involved in the Matthew Perry death case to plead guilty to charges. Two other people have not, including the doctor Chavez allegedly conspired with and a woman known as the Ketamine Queen, who was accused of supplying Perry with much larger doses of ketamine in the weeks before his death. Chavez will be sentenced in April.
Health officials in LA County said today there's a fifth case of dengue from somebody who did not travel. Locally acquired case, somebody in El Monte. The latest patient doesn't have any connection with the four other cases that we've told you about. The health officials are saying locally acquired cases are extremely rare in areas where it hasn't been previously transmitted by mosquitoes. Now, you can't get it person to person only from being bitten by an infected mosquito. The county previously reported a cluster of 3 cases in Baldwin Park. Last week, a 4th case was confirmed in Panorama City. They're calling this unprecedented. If you are a Bank of America customer, you should probably check the app and see if you're affected by this. We got a bunch of calls into the newsroom today from people who were freaking out because they looked at their accounts and the balances said zero. Frank Kaufman was one of them.
This situation has never happened before. I've been a Bank of America customer for 30 years. When I went online this morning, I was quite surprised that everything showed a zero balance.
Apparently a nationwide issue. Bank of America acknowledged it shortly before we recorded this. They said it is, quote, mostly fixed. The head of Orange County Public Works is off the job. The agency being criticized since it was a public works crew that sparked the airport fire when they were using heavy machinery to try to move boulders in the triple-digit heat. That fire has now destroyed 160 buildings, damaged 35 more. It's burned 23,000 acres. County spokesperson now saying to the OC Register that James Treadway, the head of OC Public Works, no longer working for the county, wouldn't say exactly why he left his position. It's a personnel matter, they say. Scary situation, one of those self-driving cars. Next. Been seeing them all over L.A. They're allowed to pretty much go anywhere except the freeways from Santa Monica to downtown L.A. now. The Waymo cars, the white Jaguars that are self-driving. Well, there's a new safety concern now after a woman in the Bay Area got trapped by 2 men inside one of those cars.
Amina was taking a Waymo through San Francisco last Saturday morning, like she has several times before, but this time when the driverless taxi stopped for a red light at Mission and 9th, 2 men walked in front of the vehicle, causing it to stop in traffic and tried to ask for her phone number. Instead, the tech worker used her phone to record the incident.
I have have to go. Please stop. You're holding traffic. Stop. No, go.
Eventually, the men strolled away. Amina posted that video on X, writing, quote, warning to women in SF. I love Waymo, but this was scary. The company said it was sorry to learn about what happened. In a statement, Waymo said incidents like this are exceedingly rare among the 100,000 trips we serve a week. It's not known if any video from the Waymo vehicle will be used to identify the two men.
That's the LA Local for the second day of October, sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. See the inventory, all 14 dealerships at lacarguy.com. 97.1 FM, ask your smart speaker to play KNX News. Get the Odyssey app, search for KNX News. And follow the LA Local, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Odyssey, wherever you get podcasts. Leave us a 5-star rating and review, if you would. We're back tomorrow. I'm Alex Silverman. See ya.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.